About 30 years after Jesus was born, God sent a prophet named John. John was in the wilderness by a river, telling people that they should turn from their sins and turn to God. People would come to John and they would confess their sins. Then John would baptize them in the river to show that they had turned from their sins and turned to God. He would baptize them by dipping them in the water and bringing them out again. But when John saw some of the religious leaders coming to him, he shouted at them, "You snakes! What are you doing here? You need to show by your actions that you've turned from your sins and turned to God. And don't think you're safe from judgment just because Abraham is your ancestor." Well, the people asked John, "What should we do?" And John said, "If you have two coats, give one to someone who doesn't have a coat. If you have more than enough food, give some to someone who's hungry." Some of the tax collectors asked, "What should we do?" And John said to them, "Don't take any more money from people than the government requires." Even some Roman soldiers who were there asked, "What about us?" And John said, "Don't use your position to intimidate anyone, and be happy with what you're paid." Well, the people all asked John, "Are you the promised Savior?" John replied, "I baptize you in the water, but there is someone coming who is greater than I am. So much greater that I am not worthy to do the lowest job for him, like take his shoes off his feet. He will baptize you with God's Spirit." Then Jesus came to John, and although he was sinless, he asked John to baptize him. John said, "Why are you asking this? You should baptize me." Then Jesus said, "This is what God wants us to do." So John baptized Jesus, and as he was coming up from the water, God's Spirit came down on Jesus like a dove. And there was a voice from heaven that said, "This is my Son, who I love. I am very pleased with him." John said to those around him, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."